The U.S. has signed a deal to sell about $3.5 billion worth of missiles and related technology to the United Arab Emirates. Pentagon spokesman George Little announced the sale on Friday night. The deal includes 96 missiles along with supporting technology and training. The U.S. has been trying to bolster the missile capabilities of its allies in the Persian Gulf region. It has also reached a $30 billion agreement to sell advanced fighter aircraft to Saudi Arabia. The package includes the sale of 84 new F-15 fighter jets and an upgrade of 70 others already in service with Saudi Arabia's Air Force. Well, joining us now from our studios in Tehran is columnist and political commentator Nader Mokhtari to discuss this further. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, $30 billion worth of arms to Saudi Arabia and another $3.48 billion with the UAE. Both governments are not democratically elected and are facing political dissent. What does this say about the U.S. and it champions itself as the protector of democracy?
Not very much, really. It's a pack of lies. The Saudi deal is worth $60 billion or so in total, and the sale comes at a time where the U.S. is having serious economic difficulties. But I don't see how forcing such weapons on unelected governments that cannot even operate them. These missiles are highly advanced; they can't be operated by the local crew, regardless of the amount of training. So I don't see how that's going to, how making profits for the military-industrial complex is going to help the current state of economy in the U.S., because they're not going to take on any more work. And they already have a workforce which is sufficient for what they do. So this money is just going to go into the defense contractors' pockets.
Right now, before we get into the economic aspect of it, what ends can be achieved by the arming of such regimes, especially in the long run, considering Saudi Arabia is already infamous for its homegrown extremist elements?
The U.S. is making the mistake again that it made back in the early 1960s with the MAP program, Mutual Assistance Program. This is going to backfire on the U.S. The sales of such high technology to unstable regimes in the region, such as Saudi Arabia or United Arab Emirates, is something that is going to backfire in the medium term on the United States. You have to take into account that these countries are not run via political apparatuses like other countries. They're run like family-run businesses, really, I don't see how they can take this money out of their people's future and invest it in arms that they never get to use and they can't operate by themselves.
Well, looking at it from the economic perspective now, can the U.S. even afford to invest so heavily in an industry like this one when millions of Americans are without jobs?
But the U.S. cannot afford to do it. This is concentrating the wealth with the defense industry, and that means the U.S. will have to find future theaters of war. Now, the United States has used Iran as a bogeyman in the Middle East for the last 32 years to try and sell weapons. Everybody knows Iran hasn't attacked anyone for 250 years. Iran is not an aggressor country, but it has made a good case for the Americans to sell billions of dollars and to keep 100,000 or so specialists in work outside of the USA. But this is going to, again, if the U.S. sells such weapons, then the U.S. has to find the wars to use these weapons in. And this doesn't bode well for the future of the region.
It doesn't indeed. Now, that was columnist and political commentator Nader Mokhtari joining us from our studios here in Tehran. Mr. Mokhtari, many thanks for your insight here on Press TV.